Hello, I'm Joe Vigliotti, Carroll County Commissioner from District 1. Thank you for joining me today. The summer is in full swing, with firemen's carnivals, events, and festivals underway, school being out for the summer, and the rest of June, July, and August still ahead, a season of family, of promise, and community. The Board of Commissioners is at work on a number of things, including requests from our citizens. As you may remember, we instituted a moratorium on the storage of dissolved air filtration industrial sludge fertilizer, also known as DAF. If you're not familiar with it, DAF is an extremely foul-smelling substance that is applied to a farm field. More common on the Eastern Shore, DAF is relatively new here, but it is causing problems for our citizens as truckloads of this material are brought in from out of state. It makes living conditions extremely difficult at best for those who live in proximity to its use, and farmers explain that this isn't even really fertilizer that's being used. The state will soon be implementing new restrictions on the spreading of DAF, so that will help to that end. Our own coming restrictions from the county side of things on the storage of DAF will also help to prevent a problem before it becomes widespread. Even those on the Eastern Shore are now pushing back against the use and storage of DAF. Importantly, a public hearing on DAF storage will be held on Thursday, June 27th during the open session, which begins at 9 o'clock a.m. You are welcome to attend and speak, to call us, or to email us at commissioners@carrollcountymd.gov. Again, that email address is commissioners@carrollcountymd.gov. We very much want to hear what you have to say about this or any other issue. Quite often, the initiatives that we undertake as commissioners begin with the attention and concern of our citizens. We cannot do this job without you, and when you make us aware of problems or possibilities, we do our best to respond. In the coming weeks, we'll also be looking at the zoning master plan, and this will help to guide the future of the county in terms of what citizens want to see, what they think we could use more of, less of, and how certain things have changed over time. As one relatively recent example, in the past several years, Carroll County has seen a growth in agritourism, places such as wineries and farm-to-table food services. We've adjusted our zoning and worked with our state delegates and senators to adjust state regulations to give our farmers increased opportunities to expand what they do, retaining the traditional practices of farming while engaging in 21st century markets. If you're looking for an easy way to support our farmers, there are plenty of roadside stands throughout the county, and there are farmers markets which run from the spring through the autumn. Among those towns with farmers markets are Mount Airy, Sykesville, Tawnytown, downtown Westminster, Hempstead, and a county farmers market at the Ag Center in Westminster. For specific times and locations for these markets, check out carrollgrown.com. That is carrollgrown.com. Now, I'm also looking into health department regulations when it comes to consecutive days of operation for farmers who want to operate barbecue stands on the weekends. At present, someone has to file a separate fee and application for each weekend that they want to be open. If someone wants to be open on weekends over the course of the warmer months, that's hundreds of dollars and well over 20 separate applications. Now, I believe that there's room for common sense here, and I'll be working with our local health department and our delegation to figure out a better way for these small businesses to operate these temporary food services seasonally. Now, throughout the summer, on especially hot days, the county's libraries, senior centers, and other facilities will be used as cooling centers during daytime hours. This is especially important for those who have no air conditioning in their homes and who may have no other way to try to keep cool. For more information, visit the County Health Department website at cchd.maryland.gov. Again, that's cchd.maryland.gov. Now, if you know of friends, families, or neighbors in need, please do invite them into your home as well if you can help them during these particularly hot days. After all, that's who we are and what we do in this county. The summer is indeed a beautiful season, full of promise and hope for our countywide community, and I very much look forward to seeing you around the county in the coming weeks. May God always bless you. May God always bless Carroll County. I'm Joe Vigliotti, Commissioner from District 1, and thank you for joining me.